Hello, and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson of Custom Training, and in this show, we are going to discuss dynamic messaging in COCO. I've been in the industry for over 25 years. I've worked with Macintosh systems for over 20 years. I've delivered training classes for companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Why use dynamic messaging? What are its advantages, and what does it buy you? The short answer is that dynamic message handling in Objective-C makes it much, much easier to work with a large framework of code that you didn't create, because you can examine, you can patch, and you can modify elements of that framework on the fly. Now, the most common situation where that's likely to occur is when you're dealing with an application framework, like the COCO framework or the Quartz framework or something like that. Now, the biggest reason for doing this is that you can add or change methods on existing objects without needing to subclass them, and you can even do that while those objects are running. Now, there are some approaches for this, and the common COCO approach for that is by creating categories. Categories allow you to essentially bolt on methods to some existing objects. For example, if you want to take a particular category and you can add a category onto a class like an NSString class, and now all of your different NSStrings can also now take advantage of these existing capabilities that you add on in a category. So it's kind of like being able to automatically subclass NSStrings and then have all NSStrings be able to do that. You can't generally do that with a straightforward framework because you'd have to be able to get into the code and be able to change all of the NSStrings from the ground up. You can do that with the capability of dynamic messaging. So you may want to add a convenience method, for example, to somebody else's object. You may want to change the behavior of a class that you didn't or can't allocate because it's created by somebody else. And that, for example, is how key value observing is in fact implemented in COCO. You may want to be able to treat objects generically, and you may want to be able to handle some potential differences between the objects by being able to do runtime introspection, being able to look inside an object at runtime and see how it behaves. You may want to be able to substitute an object that's of a completely different class to what the expected class is. And in fact, that's used in COCO by the NSProxy behavior in order to turn a regular object into a distributed object. These points may seem somewhat mild to you, but these are central to being able to maximize code reuse when you're working within somebody else's framework. If you need existing code to work differently, you don't want to re-implement the whole class, and you don't want to change how it's allocated. And by being able to do dynamic messaging, you don't need to re-implement the whole class, and you don't need to change how it's allocated. Now, languages that use virtual metatables can adopt some of these ideas, but these features have some additional restrictions, and they don't apply to all objects, meaning they can't be used on purely arbitrary objects, such as those that you didn't control or didn't create, and as a result, they don't help when interacting with somebody else's framework. Put simply, dynamic message passing instead of virtual method invocations makes Objective-C a much better language for working with a large library or working with a large framework that somebody else has written. Here's a practical example. Let's say that you have a button that's in an array of cells, and each cell gets associated with a message. You can associate that message through an SEL selector in Objective-C. So when the user clicks on the corresponding button, the button cell sends the message using the NS object protocol method perform selector with object. All of the action messages take a single parameter, which is the ID of the control device sending the message. Now, obviously we'd want to have the message be varied, and so if Objective-C didn't allow us to vary the message, all of the NS button cell objects would have to send the same message, which would mean that the name of the method would be frozen in this NS button cell source code. So instead of simply implementing a mechanism for being able to translate the user actions into the action messages, then the button cells and the other controls would have to constrain the content of the message. Constrained messaging, basically early bindings, would make it difficult for any object to respond to more than one button cell. You either have to have one target for each button, or the target object is going to have to discover which button the message came from and then act accordingly. Which means that any time you rearrange the user interface, you're going to have to re-implement the method that responds to the action message, which is going to be tedious and frustrating and error-prone and all that sort of problem. So an absence of dynamic messaging creates some real complications, and Objective-C just completely avoids all those complications and makes implementing that type of stuff trivial. Now, the downside to dynamic message invocation is that it's only going to be as fast as a virtual method or VTable lookup when the message lookup has already been cached. Otherwise, it is invariably going to be slower. Also, in keeping with the philosophy of a purely dynamic messaging system, Objective-C does not use templates, it does not use template metaprogramming, it does not have non-dynamic, that is, non-virtual or static methods. That means that Objective-C methods are going to miss out on compiler optimizations that are possible when employing these techniques. And since modern programming in C++ is substantially focused on those types of compiler optimizations, it can be somewhat tricky to adapt programs that utilize those ideas to Objective-C. Now, in theory, you could implement some of those features in Objective-C, but they would be in such opposition to the underlying concepts of flexibility and dynamic behavior that are inherent in Objective-C that they'd shut down all the advantages from the previous section if they were used. So you want to stick to the flexibility and the power of dynamic messaging and allow us to be able to make these decisions using the late binding runtime capabilities, and you take that and you accept the trade-off that it's going to be a little bit slower. Now, as our processors get faster and faster, you don't worry so much about that slight performance hit. I hope that you've enjoyed today's presentation on dynamic messaging in COCO. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. And if you're interested in hearing some of my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. And if there's a show that you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by utilizing the question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today. And remember to tune into GoGo Training Radio. It's found exclusively on gogotraining.com.